When the king moved into Versailles for good, he was in his early 40s, and the pattern of his life was changing. He was soon to be a grandfather. Louis XIV's only legitimate child, his firstborn, was known as the Grand Dauphin and addressed as Monseigneur. Grand meant tall, not great, as in the case of the Grand Condé. He was more like an Austrian archduke than a French prince, fair, handsome, until he got fat, and naturally good. His servants adored him, but he was shy with the upper classes and therefore not well known to or appreciated by them. After a dreadful childhood, the Grand Dauphin probably led the most agreeable life of any human being since the world began. Although once he'd escaped his cruel masters, he never opened a book or read anything other than the births and deaths in the Gazette, he was by no means a fool and was quick to notice absurdities, including his own. His philosophical attitude was remarkable, and he was exactly the son to suit Louis XIV.